It's time for Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows. We are Praise, your inspiration station, and we are here to inspire, help, and heal you as best as possible. Today on the program, we're talking about beyond the affair. Oh boy, let's get ready to rumble. Figuratively speaking. So give us a call, 215-263-1039 or 877-995-7644. I'm your co-host, Tiffany Bacon, and here is your host with the most, Mr. Marcos Mercado. Good morning, Marcos. How are you?
Tiffany Bacon, how are you? I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. And good morning to all our friends here in Philadelphia or in Charlotte or throughout the world who are listening online. We do welcome you to our program as we talk about Beyond the Affair. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to talk about. There's a lot of talk on Facebook already, and we've been really kind of amping up until this topic because infidelity comes up so much on our show. Yeah. It's so unfortunate, and people are so hurt, and they're trying to heal. A lot of times, they don't have answers what to do. Mm-hmm. Their emotions could dictate where they want to do or they not want to do. So, as always, we want to begin with a word of prayer. Let's go to God. Heavenly Father and God, we are so grateful for your love, for your mercy, for your guidance, God. And I pray that you bless each and every aspect of our show, God. Help all of our listeners, God, to open their hearts and their minds and to be open to your will and to your word. Father, give me wisdom and guidance, Father, and everything I need to be able to guide your people. Father, we love you. We are so grateful for this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And our theme scripture of the day comes from Hosea chapter 1. And we'll begin reading in verse 2. It says, when the Lord began to speak through Hosea, he said to him, go take for yourself an adulterous wife and children of unfaithfulness, because the land is guilty of vilest adultery in departing from the Lord. So he married Gomer, daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. Now, it's interesting because this passage is a specific time in history when God was trying to teach his people a lesson, mm-hmm. and he sends Hosea to find a prostitute for a wife, mm-hmm. an unfaithful wife that he had to keep going back and finding her in her adultery. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times I hear ministers or people talk about marriage and they use this passage like, oh, if you've been adulterous, you should stay in that relationship. But that's not what the Bible is saying. Mm-hmm. The Bible does talk about adultery, and we will get to a lot of that today. But the Bible doesn't say that you have to put up with it. In this particular case, Hosea had to because, you know, he was mandated by God to do this. Mm-hmm. But in our marriages, God expects us to have a covenant that we fulfill and we hold to for the rest of our lives. And part of that covenant is to be faithful to one another, to never give yourself physically to anyone else or even emotionally. Mm-hmm. You know, people talk about emotional affairs. Mm-hmm. And that is, you know, you share your most intimate thoughts, your heart. You start giving that over to someone else. And it's so dangerous, and it's really betraying to your spouse. You're going through something, but you're married. You should not be going to someone else mm-hmm. and pouring out your life and your heart. That doesn't mean you shouldn't have friends mm-hmm. or you shouldn't have people that you can confide in. But, you know, your spouse is supposed to be your best friend, your mm-hmm. soulmate for the rest of your life. So anyway, we do want to hear from you. We have a lot to talk about today.
Absolutely. Give us a call, 215-263-1039 or 877-995-7644. And it's interesting you say that because I've always had this conversation with my single girlfriends mm-hmm. About that whole, you know, he's talking to his best friend is a female. So mm-hmm. even in the dating, you know, at what point should that show up, that whole, okay, I'm confiding in you? Because I'm thinking you don't just flip a switch once you get married. That should kind of start beforehand.
Absolutely. And we recommend that very highly. See, here's the thing. I think a lot of times we lie to ourselves. Mm-hmm. The Bible teaches that the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. And so what we got to realize is that our hearts can say, oh, no, this is innocent. This is nothing. Mm-hmm. But you are crossing boundaries. Mm-hmm. You are, you know, this is not the same. And usually there's a double standard, right? It's not mm-hmm. the same. If the female had a male friend that mm-hmm. she's really pouring out her heart to and talking to, and it's not her husband, there's an issue. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times if the guy, oh, I just talked to this woman, she's from church, or I can talk to her. No, that unless that's your mother, you know, you shouldn't be talking to on that intimate level with someone else. But, you know, we'll talk a lot about the adultery, but the biggest question that comes up with the affair is, can I forgive? And we've posted that on Facebook, and in a moment we'll go to our Facebook page and we'll read so much of what's been said already.
Right.
But that is the question of the hour, is how do we forgive? Can I forgive? You know, for someone that's not experienced that, you know, it's very easy to say, I cannot. There's no way.
Mm-hmm.
But someone who's been through it and then they realize what the repercussions might mean if they walk away from their marriage because their spouse was unfaithful, that might mean that it's over forever. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes people say, well, maybe I can salvage my marriage. Maybe this is what God wants me to do. And they start praying and they're emotional and they're hurt. Yeah. And they have all these different feelings in their hearts at that moment. They do not know what to do. And I know right now, many of you are listening out there and you're in that particular spot.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what to do. You either believe your spouse is being unfaithful. Mm-hmm. You know it. You're trying to figure out, okay, what is God's will? You might be getting all kinds of advice. Somebody might say, leave them right away.
Right.
What are you doing? Are you crazy? You know, you need to bounce. Mm-hmm. Or someone might be saying, no, this is God's will, and marriage is forever. You know, what do you do? Can you even forgive?
Ooh, let's get into it. 215-263-1039-877-995-7644. We have an anonymous caller on line two with a comment. Let's get things started. Caller, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi. Thanks for calling. What's your comment?
My husband and I, we were friends like for 11 years, and then over that 11 years we were married for 6 years. And last year I realized like we were drifting apart, and I had no idea what was going on because we were like best friends. And then this young lady called me, and she started like telling me everything that's going on in my marriage, and you know, I felt like my whole world had fallen apart, and I felt like if my stomach was so empty, it was really hurting. So I was praying about it all the time, and then one day, like, the Holy Spirit said to me, who's the thief? And I said, Satan. And then I started commanding Satan to give me back all the years that he has stolen from my marriage. And then I started telling him, like, rebuking him in the name of Jesus to take this young lady out of my marriage and give me back everything that he stole from me in the name of Jesus. And my marriage is like, today is completely turned around. This is my best friend now again. Even we're having like a better time, better than even when we first started dating.
Okay, and quick question for you, if you don't mind. So how did that happen? When he had this affair, he had this young lady in his life, how did that relationship end?
I had no idea how it ended because she just, it just like God just took her out of the equation. She just disappeared. I don't know where she is. I have no idea anything about it because I took it to God and I gave it to the Holy Spirit to take care of it for me.
Amen.
I just started commanding him to get out of my relationship.
Sure, I understand that. I'm sorry. But what about the communication with your husband? Like, what did he have to say about this?
He totally denied it. He don't even talk about it right now, and he just never said anything about it. And I realized me talking about it with him would cause like conflict.
Okay.
So
let
got over it.
I'm sorry, and I need to interject here, and I know we're about to take a break in a moment, but I do want to tell you something, and I know you called in and you have this great testimony. However, I just want you to know that a real healing from God comes from repentance. And it doesn't sound like your husband has repented. If this lady left his life...
My husband is not a Christian. I am, and I'm interceding on my husband's behalf.
Okay, but is it okay? So what happens the next time he has an affair? If you have not talked about it with him, if there's no real solution, there's no real change, and he denies it, then how do you know it's not going to happen again?
Well, you see, think with it for me. If it does happen again, I have to be able to be strong enough to walk away from it this time because God did not call me to be a fool, but at the same time, he doesn't like divorce, and that's why I try to intercede on his behalf and take it to the Lord in prayer.
All right. Well, we thank you so much. We appreciate your comment and sharing your life with us. God bless.
All right. Thank you. And we want to hear from you. If you're struggling with this issue of forgiving the affair, then give us a call. Or if you have a testimony, definitely give us a call. The number is 215-263-1039, 877-995-7644. Don't touch that dial because Marriage Beyond the Vows will return right after this.
Marriage Beyond the Vows. If you're in Charlotte, call 1-877-995-7644. If you're in Philly, call 215-263-1039 and get in on the conversation. We're Praise.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back to today's program. We are calling this Beyond the Affair. We want to know, can you truly forgive? If your spouse has an affair, can you forgive him or her? Can you move past it? Can you work things out? Give us a call, 215-263-1039 or 877-995-7644. Also, if you're in the midst of it and you're not quite sure what to do, it's a good time to call, and Marcos will do his best to guide you through this particular storm. So, Marcos, I know you've seen it all when it comes to counseling. What is the worst situation you have encountered, and what was the advice you gave them?
Usually when it gets really bad. I'm trying to hear. Okay. Usually when it gets really bad, it's when there's deceit involved.
Okay.
In addition to the affair, which is so much more painful.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is if someone's in denial, not so much the one that feels as the victim, they're in denial of what's happening. But when the person gets caught and they're confronted and they just lie, they just lie. And then as time goes on, more comes out because the truth will come out. I mean, it just does. God has a way of, you know, revealing things. And so, to me, that is probably the worst that it gets in terms of, I'm not trying to make it sound light, but it's just, there's so much pain involved. And instead of just coming clean, you know, I've been at times where I'm sitting, you know, from where I sit and someone confesses and it's hurtful and it's hard and, you know, they're healing and then more and then more. And then it's like can I even trust this person? I'm trying to forgive. You're not working with me.
Right.
And so that's it. And then, you know, there have been other ones where, you know, children outside the marriage pop up and in ways that, you know, you didn't expect. And those type of things are the most hurtful, but usually they involve the deceit. So I tell people all the time, just get honest, get real. It's bad enough, but now you're covering it up. It doesn't show you're changing, doesn't show you're serious. And then you're expecting your spouse to get on with it, you know, like to forgive you. So, I mean, to me, that is the hardest thing. And like, everyone knows that it is a feeling of betrayal.
Right. So, I mean, I'm totally, you know, just looking at this in a speculatory sense. How can you even expect someone to say, yes, I can trust you again, especially if you're talking about that extreme case where everything comes out in the counseling session? You're like, wow, you lied about that too. And this happened and this. Like, how can you even look at that person and say, I can trust that your name is your name?
And you can't. And that's the problem. Trust is a process. Mm-hmm. And trust is something that must be earned. You can't just trust me. You know, if I come to you and I'm a complete stranger and I say, trust me, you know, let me get your ATM, you know, pin number. And you're like, what? You know,
no.
It's a process. You know, you get to know someone and you trust them and they become trustworthy enough that you say, okay, I could trust him with this.
Mm-hmm.
And so in a marriage, this is a person that you trust with your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you vowed, you made a covenant to spend the rest of your life with this person. And when that is broken, I mean, it's like you're spinning and trying to find your way. Mm-hmm. Like, where do I go? How do I trust? And what you said is good, because sometimes, can I even trust your name? Like, what's been real? What's mm-hmm. not? How long? And usually at that point, when someone gets to that point trying to figure things out, mm-hmm. they want to know details.
Yeah.
And I caution a lot of couples that with the details, there's some details you need to know and there are others you might not want to know. Mm-hmm. And it's best not to know. And it's like a catch-22, because I've known of situations where the wife is like, I want to know, was she younger? Mm-hmm. Was she prettier? Was she this? And why? Like, what do you want to know? If you need to know and it's going to help you, but if it's going to make you feel more insecure, then stop asking all those questions.
If it's at that point, I mean, if you're in that I want to know, mm-hmm. you're already feeling most likely insecure anyway. So it's
sure.
like, you know, you just want to know, okay, so, you know, what is it? I just need to know, what is this thing? I'm what is this thing? You know, is it that you think I gained too much weight, or is it that you don't like the way I cook, or, you know, you get into that whole, all right, well, what is it about me? So I know where to gauge mm-hmm. myself.
and that's what it is.
With you.
And you know what? You need to know some details. Don't get me wrong. Like, you mm-hmm. need to know, was it with someone you know? Was mm-hmm. it a coworker?
Oh, yeah.
How long has it been going on? But when you get into the actual details, like, how was she, and what did she do for you that I couldn't do for you and stuff? And there might be a time for those conversations, but in that moment, you're only going to really alienate yourself and hurt yourself more. And what you need first is to get healing and figure out, okay, has this person repented? Is there mm-hmm. a change? Because if there isn't, then how can you move on? It was really sad, our previous caller, just saying, okay, you know, the devil left and took mm-hmm. this woman away, and, you know, God is moving, but this man is denying it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, I understand he's not a Christian, but he still has to live up to his end of the bargain.
Right.
It's still a marriage.
Right.
And you have to be able to work things out. I believe we got a caller.
Yes, we do. Just to remind everybody, we're inviting you to call in, especially if you're going through this right now and you need some guidance, but also to answer the question, can you forgive the affair? 215-263-1039-877-995-7644. Maria is on line 3 with a comment. Maria, good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes. Okay, my comment is that... because I, you know, I've been through the same thing, and it's only through God, there's through forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only one unpardonable sin.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that what I say at first, you know, I wanted bodily harm to come to my husband for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you know, I catch up and I pray, I intercede. I pray for myself and I pray for him. And I, you know, and God gave me that comfort, that peace, that I could forgive him and forget.
Yes. And
I guess true forgiveness that I forget what, you know.
But Maria, you can't forget. Maria, you hear me?
Yes.
You know, it's impossible for you to forget. I mean, even as you speak now, the reason you're talking about it is because you remember. But you can forgive. And you don't have to, you know, put it back and, you know, throw it back in your husband's face. Like, okay, you did this, and never move on from it. I think what you said before, though, it's when you even wanted to, you know, kind of have some bodily harm given to your husband. I don't know if that's from you directly or you just was hoping that somehow he can feel the pain that you felt. And that's very natural. That happens often. But that's usually not the solution. As a matter of fact, if you were to go out and commit commit adultery and be unfaithful mm-hmm. in return, it only worsens things. It doesn't make anyone feel better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my conclusion was, you know, suppose if it was me that, you know, had fallen, you know, mm-hmm. I would want the forgiveness of my family, and everybody deserve a second chance. If God can give us a second chance or forgive us again and again, you know, why can't we? And that peace and forgiveness could have only come from my Heavenly Father, who I asked, you know, asked him for it. And he did deliver me. He put forgiveness in place because it's healing.
Amen.
It's healing, and only when I was healed, you know, I could have forgiven I forgave my husband, and I must say, forget, because it's not something that is bothering me. It's not something, you know, the Lord just...
Yes, yes. Maria, quick question for you. Just to help us out here as we're trying to wrap our minds around some of this infidelity going on in marriages. How did you find out about your husband's affair?
You know what? All the suspicions and, you know, the rough life that I was living, you know, raised the flag. But then again, I was in denial, which, you know, could have cost me my life. You know, mm-hmm. It went to the point that I caught him red-handed, and he couldn't deny, he couldn't blame the world, he couldn't blame it on nobody else. I just caught him red-handed, and I thank God for that. I thank God for that, because this, you know, all things work together for good to those who love the Lord. And if I didn't come across that, you know, I probably could have been a dead person, you know, living in that, you know, rough situation.
Absolutely.
You know, with him not wanting me, and wanting somebody else, and wanting me dead or done with, you know.
That's true.
You know, so.
Okay, Maria.
I thank God.
Amen, Maria. We thank you so much for your call and for your comment.
All right, Maria, thank you again. Let's go to line two and speak with Mike. Mike, good morning. You're live on the air. Hi,
Hello?
Mike.
Yes,
how
Mike.
How you doing? Yeah, this is Mike.
Okay, welcome to our show, Mike. We're talking about Beyond the Affair, how to deal with the adultery of your spouse.
Yeah, the trust issue is once a person admits to having a relationship, what type, whatever it is, involvement it was, just believing them after they admitted to even dealing with the person.
Okay.
As far as anything that happened, you start asking questions. How can you believe what they say if they tried to lie in the beginning?
Okay, so are you speaking from experience or just hypothetically?
Oh, just hypothetically.
Okay, so are you married, Mike?
Yes.
All right, so what happens in this case, since you're speaking hypothetically, that you find out your wife is having an affair? Would you be able to forgive her?
I don't know. I will hope so, but, you know, I really don't know until something like that happens. But okay. If a person admits to even dealing with somebody, how can you believe anything they say if they lied at the beginning about it?
Sure. But let's just say she doesn't lie. Like, she comes clean. And she pulls your side and said, Mike, you know, I have something to confess. And she tells you what's going on. You know, the reason I bring that up, Mike, is because a lot of times we believe that the person that commits the affair, it's just wrong, 100%. And it's true. They are wrong. And they are 100% responsible. But usually the other has to take a look at themselves as well and say, okay, do I have any part in this? Did I contribute to my spouse going outside of the marriage? Now, again, it's not an excuse. It doesn't make it okay. But if we miss that, a lot of times people miss that and they don't realize. And then they try to work through their relationship, but they don't change whatever it is they need to change. Then chances are the spouse will go back out of the marriage again. So, you know, we really do want to encourage us to take a look, to be humble in this. That doesn't mean you're a pushover and you just say, sure, I'm just going to forgive no matter what. No, there should be serious and courageous conversations taking place. There should be, you know, some type of help involved. But at the end of the day, it can't just be like it was all your fault. Let's figure out how we got into this place in the first place. All right, Mike? Hello? Oh, I guess we lost Mike. All right.
Unfortunately.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for your call.
All right. So hopefully you got something out of that right there. Don't forget to give us a call. We're talking about Beyond the Affair. Just reach out to us, especially if you're having a hard time dealing with this right now in your relationship, or call in to answer the question, would you be able to forgive the affair? 215-263-1039 or 877-995-7644. On line four, we have an anonymous caller with a comment. Caller, good morning. You're live on the air.
Wow, I got through. Okay.
Yes.
I was calling because I had the experience of my husband had committed adultery after 18 years of marriage. Mm. And he's a pastor. And it was his piano player. And it was very devastating because, number one, it was such a betrayal. I was so devastated. And, you know, this topic really hit me home because we didn't make it. We, you know, got a divorce and everything, but he could not be honest with me. Mm. And that's, I needed to hear that. I needed to hear that, okay, I did this, and let us discuss it, and, you know, let us put it aside, you know, like, deal with it and move on. And he just could not disclose. And my thing was, I can't live a lie. I can't continue. I'm not going to do that.
Yes.
So I just, I'm sorry.
No, I said yes. I mean, that is very honest.
So I couldn't do it. And, you know, anyway, he ended up marrying this person. But my thing is, you know, I don't know what's going, you know, like, what their relationship is about. I had to end up raising my children by myself without very little help from him. And, you know, it was a struggle. But now my children are grown. I have grandchildren. I'm happy. I'm free. You know, I just feel like, you know, that was just a bad time in my life. And I remember hearing you say that you question everything, because I ended up questioning, like, I felt as though my whole marriage was a lie. Because okay. I had no idea how long it had been going on, or whether it had something else had happened even before her. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Has he been committing adultery all the time or what? I don't know.
And I want to share this passage with you because it I believe, not just for you, but everyone in a similar situation. Luke 17, verse 3, it says, "So watch yourself. If your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them. If they repent, forgive them." You know, that repentance is so important. You know, for in order for you to be able to forgive, if your husband would have come clean, if he just would have said, you know, "Honey, I'm sorry. I was a jerk. I was stupid. I made such a big mistake." And he just would come totally clean. Perhaps he would have been able to work it out.
I know I would have been, because I was totally committed to my vows. And I felt as though that if there was no disclosure, that you know, he possibly would have just continued with this person or with someone else.
Sure.
And he was just too proud to do that. But, you know, like I said, everything, you know, things work for a reason or happen for a reason.
Absolutely.
You know, I wasn't happy to see my marriage dissolve, but it is what it is.
Amen.
You know, and I remember, you know, like just like you said, repentance, metanoia, to turn away.
Absolutely.
From that,
change of heart and mind. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you sharing that with us.
Thank you.
And you have a blessed
Bye-bye.
Day.
All right, now. Take care. Let's go to Sheena calling in on line 3. Sheena, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Thank you so much. So what is your comment?
Well, I just want to say, yes, you can forgive. Is it easy? No. My husband and I dealt with adultery in our marriage for about 4 years. And, of course, he was the one in the relationship committing the adultery.
Mm-hmm.
Was it hard? Yes. It took lots of prayer. It took lots of therapy. But you're absolutely right. It does take a repentant heart to make it a whole lot easier. It got to the point in our marriage where I did have to walk away quite a few times. And the last time that I walked away, I actually had to walk away. Well, I felt I had to walk away with divorce papers in my hand. Did we complete them? Thank God, no. But in this situation, I had to do what was best for me to keep my peace, for me to not become bitter, or just for me to heal. And in doing that, it allowed God to move on his heart to actually see what he was doing in his marriage, and it caused him to repent. And so it totally turned our marriage around. So, yes, God can definitely heal it. He can restore. But it does take a repentant heart, a true repentant heart,
yes,
in order for anything to take place.
Now, Sheena, we do want to commend you, because this is something that I try to encourage lots of people to have the courage to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to make sure that they live up to the consequences
from
the other person's sin. When that does not happen, it's very difficult for that other person to get broken, because they don't see the consequences.
And
too many times, there are people who are willing to forgive too quickly.
I know
that might sound like, wait a minute, you know, doesn't God forgive quickly? Yes, he does. But there are always consequences. And if we take those consequences away, I'll share one quick example. There was a situation a few years back, this couple that I knew, and the husband, not only was he unfaithful, but he ended up having a child outside mm-hmm. of the marriage. And mm-hmm. and the wife caught him, found out about this,
right.
and she put him out the house. I mean, and this guy was broken. He was weeping. He was mm-hmm. he was basically homeless at that point.
Right.
He didn't have his family. He had nothing, nothing.
Right.
And so then what ended up happening was, like, 2 days later, she started feeling really sorry for him because he mm-hmm. didn't have a place. And mm-hmm. she took him back quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And then he really, you know, he didn't learn the lesson totally.
Right.
Because at that moment, it would have been perfect. Not that she shouldn't have taken him back, but right. it became like everything's okay.
Right. And that happened to me.
They lived a lie.
It does happen. That happened to me. Very similar situation. I forgave too quickly. And I didn't see at that point true repentance. No one wants their marriage to fail, and so any sign of hope in the beginning, you run with that. And so my husband was to the point where he was homeless. We literally lost everything: our home, our jobs, cars.
Wow.
And so it got to the point where I got tired, and something different had to be done. I was forgiving, but it was almost as if my forgiveness was being taken advantage of, and it would be like a leeway for him to keep doing it because, oh, she's going to forgive me. You know, that's my wife. She doesn't want me to be homeless. You know, she wants me to be okay. And so it got to the point where I had to give him over to God and truly give him over to his sin that he was dealing with. And it wasn't that I didn't love him. It was that I loved my life more. And so I had to give it up. I had to literally give it all away,
wow.
give it up so that God can do what he needed to do in him, because I realized that I was in the way.
Yes.
Being
Amen.
His wife, and I was in the way. There was nothing that I could do. I prayed some more. But it wasn't until he was ready to be restored, for his mind to be renewed, that it actually turned around. And all of those years
yes.
were years that I was hindering God from doing what he needed to do in him, because ultimately it's the spirit, and it
Amen.
Goes deeper.
All right, you're saying a lot, Gina, and I really appreciate it. We really do, because what you're sharing, I believe, is what so many people need to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we do want to get to a lot of other callers
right.
that we have here. But I want to really, again, commend you for that. And I hope and pray that anyone out there who's listening, who's hindering the spirit or hindering
yes,
God from
yes.
work, to really let go and let God. You know,
yes,
I know it's
yes,
something we say, but that's what you have to do. God bless,
right.
Gina. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Let's go to Kevin with the situation. He's calling in on line 5. Kevin, good morning. You're live on the air. Kevin?
Yes?
Hi, good morning. You're live on the air. Make sure your radio is all the way down, please.
Yes.
All right.
How you
awesome.
Going this morning?
We're doing good. Very well.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you.
It's a great program you're having there. I'm going through that with my wife now. She had an affair, and we moved out the house. She kind of said we separated first, but I feel as though she rushed me out. But, you know, I've forgiven her. I'm trying to forgive her now. We're talking now. But the only problem I'm having is this person that she had an affair with, she kind of seems like she wants to see if we can make it, but hold on to that person. I thought, I can't accept that. If we're going to put it in God's hands and make an effort at this, and with the counseling and going to church,
sure.
and we have a counselor that we do see.
Okay.
She has to relinquish all that and work together as a family.
So Kevin, what you're saying basically is your stipulation for the forgiveness and to be able to move on is that she needs to totally cut off this other relationship. She can't have a back door. Like, if this doesn't work out with us, then I still have this other relationship.
Right, because that's the sound like how she was putting it. And I said, I like you said, I haven't forgotten, but I have forgiven. But if you want to make this work, we have to work as a team. We can't have no outside interference. Because this person you had an affair with on a job.
Mm.
So how can we go forward if I'm thinking, oh, well, if we don't make it, you want to have this safety net. You can't, I don't think that could be done.
You know what, Kevin, though? Let me just pause for a moment and share something with you. There's some great advice from a guy named Dr. Harley Willard, and he, Willard Harley, actually, and he wrote a book called His Needs, Her Needs, one of his books. One of the things he talks about is having an affair-proof marriage. And what he says is there's a point where you can get into a relationship where you feel torn. And I'm talking about the person that's committed the adultery feels like they love their spouse, they want their relationship, but they also love this other person. And the reason he shares is because he has this theory called the love bank, which is like love deposits in your heart. And he feels like what became empty in your marriage is being filled by someone else, and you're torn. And at the same time, the good news is he shares how you can change, that you don't have to be. It's a decision that you make. Mm-hmm. It might go against your emotions. It might go against what you feel in the moment, because if you're having an affair, you obviously have something going on emotionally with someone, but you have to let that go. And I think for you, Kevin, I want to encourage you. You should pick up that book, because there are things that you can do, you can eliminate from your marriage, and you can start doing to make deposits in your heart so there is no competition. Because what you want to do is you want to win back your wife.
Right.
And, of course, she needs to make that decision. And at the end of the day, it's going to be her decision. But you can help God move in this relationship by doing your part.
Right. And like I said, I've had forgiven her. And we have had problems, maybe not problems, the best answer. But when we sat down and talked, there's a lot of things that I had to be, a lot of things that I haven't done but said. And I know it's things I could have done better. So I kind of understand how she feels. I'm not going to say I justify her going outside our marriage.
Sure.
But I do try to, I do understand, and I really do understand how, in some ways, I feel as though I put her in that predicament in some way.
And you know, that's humble. And Kevin.
And I accepted that.
That's great.
You know, when I asked for forgiveness for the things that I've done, because, you know, sometimes affair is not always one-sided. Like, it's some things I could have done better.
Absolutely.
That's the reason why I'm reaching out, and I've forgiven. I'm trying to work with her with this. But I will definitely pick up that book. You know, and I love my wife. I believe she loves me. And I don't think the whole, I don't know how long it's been going on. I kind of have an idea.
Sure.
Like I said, I've half forgiven her. I've just finished reading a book by T.D. Jakes, Never Forgive to Be Forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a lot of things I know, but I definitely want our marriage to work. But I'll definitely pick up that book.
All right. Well, Kevin, we want to say thank you so much for sharing that. And we pray that things work out for the best. I think you're heading in the right direction. Your heart is right. And I hope and pray your wife gets it. Amen.
All right. Thank you. Do we have time to go to another? All right. Let's go to Kelly, calling in on line two. Kelly, good morning. We're live on the air. Kelly, good morning. You're live on the air. Are you there?
Yes.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Please make sure your radio was off in the background. And what's your comment?
I first want to say thank you all for the show. I think that it is beneficial. It fills into people's lives. And so I praise God for you and your commitment to making programming like this available for people.
Thank you.
I listened last week, and I listen a lot. And I have dealt with adultery in my marriage. My husband was unfaithful to me. I feel like the woman who spoke earlier and was so enthusiastic and upbeat, she said some things that were helpful for me, because I believe that I also forgave too quickly and am suffering now as a result. We did go to counseling. I believe there was some repentance, but I feel like, you know, 2-4 calls ago, maybe the woman with the West Indian accent who was talking about, she and her husband wound up getting divorced because he did not really repent. My husband is similar in that way, and I've prayed and I've asked God to heal me, and I have accepted my responsibility for my role in what happened. My husband does have a child outside of our marriage, and I'm just, I guess I'm really calling for prayer. and advice about where I can go for counseling for myself. Sex has been an issue for us since the beginning. We've always been a little bit different in that way. And
okay, Kelly, let me just say a few things. First of all, I do commend you for the courage to call and just be vulnerable and reaching out for help. And I absolutely will pray, and not just for you, but I think there are many who are out there right now who are hurting, and we will say a special prayer before we go to this break. But when we mean forgiveness, I want to clarify something, because forgiveness has many levels. You have the forgiveness that you forgive and you don't have hatred or any kind of ill feeling towards the other person, you should always have that. You should never withhold it. And I'm not saying or you know, calling you out on this in any particular way, but the forgiveness that we're referring to you in terms of the marriage is the reconciliation and the basically going back to the norm. You know, whether it's the sex life, whether it's okay, everything, you know, like as if nothing ever happened.
Right.
That
well,
that
what
is what takes a
right
process
from the beginning. You know,
and
I
that's
said, okay.
Kelly, let me just finish real quick.
Oh.
What I'm saying is, for anyone out there who's wondering, you know, should I forgive? You should always forgive, but
yes.
There should always be conditions. When you break that trust, you know, when something's wrong, there has to be, and it's not punishment as much as okay, we can't just go back into things like there's nothing. You know, for example, in your case, there's a child outside of the marriage. You can't now pretend that this child doesn't exist. He's going to have to be a father to this child. And
right.
That's going to disrupt your marriage. And so
yes.
In that time, we need to say, okay, well, we need to talk about this. How is this going to influence our lives, our marriage? You know, we need to have conversations. What
he
does this mean?
He refuses to engage in those conversations with me.
And you know what's the scary part, Kelly, is that he still, for now, for the rest, or at least for the next 18 years, is going to have some kind of relationship with this child's mother because
yep.
He needs to be in his child's life. So all this must take place. You can't just say, okay, nothing happened. And so my encouragement to you, Kelly, is in order for you to truly be healed and work this out, you got to. Like, it's a must in terms of having these conversations, whether he feels like it or don't. It needs to be like, look, if we're going to be able to move forward, we must have these talks. You can't ignore it. It's like an elephant in the living room. You could pretend it's not there, but it's there.
That's how I feel.
Exactly. And something else that I would share, and when I talk about, you know, the repentance, the actual repentance, it's a scripture from 2 Corinthians 7 where Paul talks about the difference between godly sorrow and worldly sorrow.
Right.
And I always tell people, make sure that you see the fruit of godly sorrow in your spouse before you go on and just forgive them fully. And so as you read that, I want to encourage you, go to 2 Corinthians 7 and look at that and say, what are some things that my husband is not doing yet? For example, not willing to have a conversation about it. It's a sign of worldly sorrow. Because a godly sorrow, a person that has godly sorrow, they're willing to clear themselves. They're willing to take responsibility. They're willing to own up. They're willing to apologize. I mean, there's so much of a willingness. And when there's an unwillingness, it's usually because there is worldly sorrow, not godly. All right, Kelly, and we'll definitely say a prayer. We're actually going to take a moment right now and say a quick prayer. Kelly, thank you so much for your call.
All right. Take care.
God in heaven, I know there are many who are hurting, God, and many are right now calling. Some are wondering, should they call? Can they call? They're wondering if their situation is hopeless, God, and we know that it's not. We know that anything can happen through you, Father, and I do pray that you continue to bring healing to so many, Father, but I pray for a spirit of openness, a spirit of honesty, a spirit of repentance. We love you, God. We thank you. We pray for Kelly and so many others who are going through the same situation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And don't touch that dial. We're going to continue to work through situations with you. We invite you to give us a call. 215-263-1039, 877-995-7644. We'll check our second favorite book, Facebook, and speak more with you when Marriage Beyond the Vows returns after this.